You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't know how we cannot lead the trending report with this news. Chick-fil-A has announced they're testing a new pizza.
I want to eat that now.
I mean, I'll tell you, talk about world domination. These guys are on the path, man.
So is it like a chicken breast topped with sauce and pepperoni? Is that what they're doing?
No, it's an actual, crust. It's a round. It's a pizza crust.
Oh, it's pizza. Okay.
And they have multiple varieties, but I think the one, Jer, that's going to get the attention at first is the one that takes their chicken nuggets and puts that on top the pickles like you find in your sandwich and drizzled with Chick-fil-A sauce.
Done.
I mean,
Count me in.
Then they'll have other ones too, like pepperoni and blah, blah, blah. But right now, you'll only be able to get this at a location in Maryland, which sounds like a damned good reason.
Checking flights right now.
Finally visit Maryland. Maybe your spring break, if it's not too late, you can rush out to Maryland. But let's be real. This is going to spread across the country so fast.
Fingers crossed. If not, really, you probably could just make your own at home. Just go get some nuggets.
That's true.
Get the boboli crust.
Yep.
Some sauce and pickles. Make your own.
You know, that's exactly right.
Guess who just planned his afternoon?
Right. Speaking of food, intermittent fasting is back in the news. I've dabbled with intermittent fasting. I found it to be really easy, doing like the 16-8 break or the 17-7.
Which one you're doing now?
Right now, sounds like two and two
oh,
and two.
Oh, you were
two
all into two. Like taking 2 days off or something from eating.
Oh, no.
I still
do that. That's not the intermittent fasting. That is just pure fasting for, like 36 hours or whatever.
That's the one that concerns me about you because you tell the story, then we can go a little deeper, I guess.
Fine. But there's a new report that says intermittent fasting has been associated with, they're not saying it causes, it has been associated with an increase in cardiovascular disease, and you supposedly have a higher risk of having a heart attack.
Yep.
Like people who follow the 16-8 eating schedule, which is you cram all your meals into an 8, like from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You get all your eating done then, and then you don't eat again until 10 o'clock the next morning. There's tons of research on the other side that says this is really good for you. And then, like, once a month, I will do the big fast where I'll go from like 4 p.m. on a Tuesday until 10 a.m. on Thursday. So it's
you got to be really careful. I've been listening to a lot of health podcasts, and there's all these doctors. Michael Greger, I think, is a guy who's very well known doctor, and he's like, you got to be like under medical supervision for these long ones because you are teetering on the edge of your organs shutting down. Your organs can shut down.
I respect you saying that. I think that's a lot of scare tactic stuff to get earballs and likes.
I've heard it from multiple places, though.
Right, but you can turn around and find other multiple doctors who will tell you it's damn good for your body.
I get it. I keep hearing more about just stopping eating at 4 in the afternoon. Just stop and then just don't again until, whenever you have your breakfast. They say you're going to get the same benefits because you're going to go that long stretch. And most of it's overnight.
There's more involved with the longer fast, with beyond the ketosis. It's really interesting science.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what? Ultimately, nobody really knows, and people are different. Like, it might be great for one person and cause harm to another. And that's the bottom line. So it's good to check with your doctor with whatever you're going to be doing. There's the disclaimer
that
your boys need to throw out. Check with your doctor.
Because your kidneys might shut down. Your boys in the morning.
Let's also talk about your mental health, because there's another study out now talking about having so many emails in your inbox. And there's yet a new report that says it's causing you some mental anguish, even if you're not aware of it, because it leads to you having this feeling of being flustered and disorganized. I can't stand having unread emails in my inbox.
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
Yep.
So I know, like, my wife has thousands. She has thousands of unread emails, and that would drive me batty.
I don't like seeing the little bubble over the emails, over my messages, over updates on my apps. And you know what? Honestly, it's probably giving us the same amount of anxiety and frustration making sure that there is no bubble.
Yeah, you got to clear the bubbles, man. Anyway, the Inbox Zero crowd says, yes, try it. You'll like it. Quick sports news. You know, the NCAA tournament is basically underway because they got the play and stuff. So there's all the reports out about how many people are going to be participating, you know, in brackets this year. And it's a massive number of people. It's like a third of adults are going to be participating. So that is huge. And we can say congratulations to the CSU Rams from up there in Fort Collins because their basketball team blew out Virginia in their play-in game for the tournament yesterday. So now the Rams will enter the regular tournament as a 10 seed. And then CU has their play-in game tonight against Boise State. So good for them.
Nice.
Nuggets and Avs are both red hot right now. They both got big wins on the road last night. The Avs have won 7 in a row. The Nuggets have won 8 of their last 10. So those two teams are tuning up for the postseason. City of Denver is about to get hockey and basketball crazy again.
Good. Good, good.
And then lastly, what I've got is that we may have our new James Bond. Because, you know, when Daniel Craig finished with this last movie, No Time to Die, which, don't get me started on how that movie ended. Oh, don't pull my string on that. Pissed me off so much what he did. Anyway, they say this guy named Aaron Taylor Johnson. Are you hip to him?
No, I Googled him today. He's been in that movie Kick-Ass, Bullet Train, Avengers movie. Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
Every actor who's under the age of 40 has been in an Avengers movie, so that doesn't help a lot.
He's a good-looking guy. He's buff. I feel like he could pull off James Bond. He looks good.
Now, it's not official, but there's reports saying that he is being offered the role, and he is expected to accept.
All right.
So your new James Bond looks like it'll be Aaron Taylor Johnson. But you know what? People are saying, who is that? Go back in time. The number of people, when Daniel Craig was announced, who said, who is that? It'll change this guy's life overnight. What else is trending?
Well, I do want to wish everybody a happy National Ravioli Day. I need to get some Italian music in the system. I really do. I believe I am on record on this here morning show saying that if you make your own raviolis, you are a pretentious SOB. Probably one of the most pretentious things somebody can do. If we were hanging out and you mentioned to me that you make your own raviolis, I don't think we could hang out anymore because I just can't live up to that. It's close.
Is this what you're looking for, the Godfather? I'm here. It took me a moment. What would you say is more pretentious, making ravioli or making homemade gnocchi?
Ravioli. Because you got the filling and you got to squish it together.
Yeah, same with gnocchi, filling. I think, is harder.
Yeah, I think it comes down to the filling that's filled with, you know, truffle glaze and shrimp and roll. Anyway, we can't hang out if you make your own ravioli. Did you know Chef Boyardee was actually a real guy, too? I was reading about that this morning.
Sure enough.
He's a real dude. He cooked for presidents and stuff. Pretty neat. Mm-hmm. Something completely different. Beyoncé has teased some collaborations and surprises on her upcoming album. She said, this is funny, she clarified it's not a country album, but a Beyoncé album.
Oh, okay.
Oh. So anyway, a few surprises, whatever that means. A new live-action Popeye movie is in development. Do we need this on the planet? Do we need this? Does anyone even know who Popeye is anymore? I mean, that's going way back.
Wasn't the Robin Williams version bad enough?
That was in the 80s, and I was reading about how it's become like a cult classic now. I've never seen it. I mean, I remember the cartoons a little bit growing up, but do we need a new Popeye?
That's overly hyping and puffing up that movie. That is not a cult classic. Nobody likes that movie.
I have zero interest in ever seeing it. It would be a good horror movie, I think, like a Popeye horror movie, you know.
With Bluto, the bad guy.
Yeah, right? So anyway, that's
Sweet Pea, the little kid.
Yeah, God. There's some news about Tay-Tay. The Eras Tour concert film on Disney Plus has broken the record for the most streamed music film ever. 4.6 million views. Over 16 million hours. It says million. 4.6 million views.
Okay.
And did I say billion?
Why I'm wondering if it is billion.
Seems low. Honestly, because I think at least 200,000 of those views have come from my house. So. Like, it's on nonstop at the house. I cannot even.
Does Lila want to be Taylor Swift?
I don't think so.
I mean, when I was a
kid,
I wanted to be.
She just really enjoys her, you know?
I wanted to be one of the Beatles. I wanted to be.
I have to ask her that.
A member of the band.
They went yesterday to get her Taylor Swift cake picked out for her birthday, so. And apparently the girl at the cake store was like over the moon excited to do a Tay-Tay cake because she's gone to the concert, she's a huge fan, she's like, I've been waiting for you guys to come back in.
Does Taylor get some sort of cut? Like, is there a
I don't think so.
Copyright kind of thing on that?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about that anymore. Let's talk about a very powerful lady, Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos. And she was pledging to give away all that money that she got in the divorce. And she just announced that she's giving away $640 million amongst 361 nonprofits. She's already given away more than $2 billion last year, $4 billion in 22, and she's still got 30-some to roll through. She's a good human, man. She's given a lot of money to some really cool causes. There's
she
like this whole graph online.
She literally puts her money where her mouth is. She says she's going to do it.
She's doing it. People are benefiting, so that's awesome. There's some unexpected news today. Men are self-conscious about how they smell. What? I had no idea. Anyway, they did a survey of millennial men, and they were talking about how anxious they are on various body smells and what parts of body that they're worried about. Have you ever heard about men being concerned about their hands stinking? 25% of men are self-conscious about how their hands smell.
I think my hand's fine.
My hands smell like my Starbucks cup. Yeah, I've never been, stay away from my hands.
I think they smell fine.
Yeah, mine are fine too. So they say on average, a man uses 3 hygiene products, deodorant, body control, soap, stuff like that. Where are you at on your count?
Well, I don't know. Do we just count regular soap in the shower?
I would think so. Because I'm just soap, shampoo. I use various facial moisturizers. I have this Mary Kay facial moisturizer that my wife orders for me. Game changer in the world of wrinkles, Dom. Game changer.
I don't know why you're not doing the chick questions in Boys Against the Girls. You're so into the female stuff.
Some of it I am. Some of it I am.
No, I do soap, shampoo, and I put on deodorant even though I don't need it.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
I still put it on just because I feel like I should, but I don't need it.
And side note for everybody texting in right now, I don't remember the name of the cream that I use, but it's in a little pink thin bottle. I'll get the name of it.
Just Google it.
It's like it has like the consistency of Vaseline, too, and I put it on every night before I go to bed. Isn't that cute?
Clickbait.
Super cute. It's gotten rid of my crow's feet. Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Yeah. You got to check out this song I posted. What are they calling it? It's what bro country sounds like to people who hate bro country. I know we're super behind, but I just want to play you a taste of this just for Dom because I feel like this is how you feel the country music sounds like. So here you go.
Truck, jeans, beer, girl, creek boots, truck, tan legs, train, dog, beer, Dixie cup. Got a beer in my beer and a Chevy in my truck. Got a dog at the wheel, cut off jeans, truck. Dirt road, bike road, beer, moonlight, red, white, and blue, girl, Friday night.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I kind of like
That's
that song.
It
kind of works just the way it is.
That sounds like you.
Twang it up on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.